Yeah, that's correct, Catherine. As we know, coastal erosion is the most serious issue at present in Strand Hill. And the hardworking and diligent local Coastal Erosion Committee, which is nearly 6 years in existence, Blaine Gaffney, Sean Conlon, Ivan O'Reilly and Neil Byrne, have been working extremely hard for many years. And that culminated in the adoption of the Sligo Bay Coastal Erosion Report, which I was happy to propose the adoption of in 2024. Last September, you might recall, I invited the Minister Boxer Moran to Strand Hill, and I want to acknowledge Minister Marion Harkin, who ensured that that happened. And following on from that, an excellent collaboration between Sligo County Council and the OPW, and I also want to acknowledge Kieran O'Gorman of Sligo County Council and his team. They have worked extremely hard, and now we have what I would describe as a first step programme of works, including the revetment, rock armour extension and repair, and the construction of a coastal boardwalk on the dunes. But while it is most welcome, Catherine, the trust of the 2024 report, which is what the local Coastal Erosion Committee want, and which would protect the caravan park, must be delivered in the long term. So we welcome the latest development as a real tangible progress, but there will be a meeting in October 2025 to agree a path to progress. But it is our collective responsibility as public representatives, locally, our TDs and ministers, to ensure that the wishes of the local Coastal Erosion Committee are delivered on. And that really is the adoption and full implementation of the 2024 adopted report.
Would you say then that the works that are planned for this year are somewhat of a patch-up, maybe a band-aid situation? Do they fall far short of what's really required at Strand Hill in the long term?
Well, I think they are necessary works. They're real tangible works that are needed, but it does fall short of what is required in the long term. And again, I go back to the adopted report that we adopted in 2024, and that is what the local Coastal Erosion Committee want. They're on the ground. They know best. When the minister was there, and it was very, very welcome to have not one but two ministers out in Strand Hill, it was the local Coastal Erosion Committee gave an excellent presentation. They identified the issues that need to be delivered in the long term. And again, the onus to ensure that is delivered falls on us as local representatives, our Oireachtas representatives, and the ministers in the area. So it is very, very welcome development, but I would describe it more as first steps in terms of what is needed in the overall scheme of works in the long term.